Hey everyone, Riley Hart here, your friendly neighborhood overthinker turned peace seeker. Ever feel like your brain's on overdrive, constantly buzzing with thoughts? Like you're trapped in a hamster wheel of worries and what-ifs? You know that feeling when you just can't seem to switch off? Well, buckle up because today, we're diving into a game changer. Cultivating self-awareness through meditation and mindfulness. Now, before you picture yourself sitting cross-legged in a mountaintop temple chanting, Om, for hours, let me tell you, this isn't some mystical mumbo-jumbo reserved for yogis with superpowers. This is about becoming more present, understanding your thoughts and feelings, and ultimately, gaining control over that crazy inner chatter. Think of it as hitting the reset button on your mind, finding that calm oasis in the midst of life's whirlwind. So, what's the secret sauce? Let me spill 5 key takeaways that will empower you to cultivate self-awareness like a boss. First up, embracing the power of the pause. Ever noticed how we rarely give ourselves space to just be? We're always rushing from one thing to another, our minds racing ahead. Meditation and mindfulness are all about creating those intentional pauses, taking a few deep breaths, noticing the sensations in your body, and simply observing your thoughts without judgment. It's like hitting the pause button on that endless mental loop. Next, recognizing that your thoughts aren't facts. We tend to believe everything our minds tell us, even those negative, self-critical voices. But remember, thoughts are just fleeting mental events, not absolute truths. Learning to recognize them as such is crucial for cultivating self-awareness because it allows you to detach from their emotional grip. You become the observer, not the captive audience of your own mind. Thirdly, cultivating non-judgmental awareness. This one's key. We often judge ourselves harshly for our thoughts and feelings, which just fuels the cycle of negativity. Mindfulness encourages us to observe everything, our emotions, thoughts, even bodily sensations, without labeling them as good or bad. It's about acceptance, not condemnation. Fourth, practicing gratitude. Taking time each day to appreciate the good things in your life, big and small, can dramatically shift your perspective. Gratitude rewires your brain to focus on the positive, reducing stress and boosting overall well-being. And finally, remembering that self-awareness is a journey, not a destination. Be patient with yourself, celebrate your progress, and don't beat yourself up over slip-ups. It's like learning a new language, it takes time, effort, and consistent practice. Let me paint you a picture. Imagine you're at work, facing a deadline that feels utterly overwhelming. Instead of spiraling into panic mode, you take a few deep breaths, noticing the tension in your shoulders and the rapid beating of your heart. You acknowledge these feelings without judgment, reminding yourself that this is just stress, not a reflection of your worth. Then, you shift your focus to something positive, perhaps a recent accomplishment or a thought-provoking conversation you had earlier that day. By bringing awareness to your current state, you regain control and approach the situation with a calmer, more focused mind. See? It's not about magically erasing stress, it's about changing your relationship with it. That's the power of self-awareness, recognizing what's happening within you, without letting it control you. So, to recap, remember these key takeaways. Take those pauses, recognize thoughts aren't facts, practice non-judgmental awareness, cultivate gratitude, and be kind to yourself on this journey. Now, go forth and become the master of your own mind. Don't forget to share your self-awareness journeys with me, hit me up on social media or leave a review. And remember, we're in this together, one mindful moment at a time. Until next time, keep those minds sharp and those hearts open. Cheers.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.